Good morning, this is Juliana. This is Juliana Erickson with the Joyful Life Show. I'm so happy to have you here. This is my very first podcast, and I've been doing this for 17 years. I've been helping people learn to live a more joyful life, but never have I done a podcast. So you are in for a treat because I'm excited. We're talking about miracles today, shifts in perception. Perception of how you deal with your significant other, yourself, your job, friends, family, work, life in general, creativity, anything, a shift. So what's a shift? A shift is change. And that's what we're going to talk about today is change. It's something that we all deal with every day. Even if we think we're living the same old life, guess what? We're not. Because life is constantly changing. And that's a good thing because if we're staying the same, if we're comfortable, there's no growth. I mean, I know that's a hard pill to swallow, and I don't even like to hear it myself sometimes, but when we're too comfortable, we're not growing. And if we're not growing, then we're really not experiencing the fullness of life. I mean, like really experiencing it. So change, back to change. So this is some information that I want to share with you that blew my mind, and I thought you might be interested in it too. If you think that things are stagnant, if you think that life is staying the same and you're not changing, let me give you some statistics. This is all true. This is science, but it's what we all experience. So did you know that the Earth revolves at 1,200 miles an hour? Did you know that the Earth travels through space around the sun at 64,800 miles an hour? That's not still that at all. That's constant change. And then this is a biggie right here. This one, woo. The Milky Way moves through space at 3,600,000 miles an hour. 3,600,000 miles an hour. And the Milky Way galaxy, of which we're a part, is moving through space. So look at all that movement. So what does that tell you? That tells you that we're used to movement, and it's when we resist the movement, that's where we cause the problem. So that's it, and that's it scientifically. But let's go ahead and just talk about you and change and any resistance that you might have to it. Because you know, sometimes people will say, I would like my life to be better. I would like it to be easier. I would like to have a love. I would like my love to be better. I'd like my kids to be better. Whatever. We want the change. We'd like to win the lottery. But the fact is that oftentimes we have these subconscious thoughts that have been there a long time, maybe for all the way back to when we were a little child. Those thoughts are down there, and they're causing what we're experiencing. You see, all of what I do and my whole life is revolving around this thought also, that what we experience in our life is based on what our thoughts are. So, and the deal is that if our thoughts, if most of our thoughts, which are about 85 to 90% are the subconscious ones, so if that 85 to 90% is creating our life, how in the world can we get what we want with just that 10%? I mean, that takes a lot of work. Why not just change? Why not work on changing the 85 to 90% and get all that support of our mind and get some real change moving? So how it works is this. I'm going to have you do a 2 or 3 short processes to find out what fears you might have about moving forward toward your dreams. All right? So one of the processes we do at the workshops that I hold regularly is about change. And most people think that change is fine, as I was saying a minute ago, but we really do have more down there in our subconscious than we even realize. So one of the things that we're going to be talking about over these podcasts in the future is how to uncover our subconscious thoughts and reprogram them. So instead of having them run our life, we'll run them. Of course, all of this goes along with what our divine purpose is, and anyway, we'll talk about that later. So this isn't like exactly along the lines of The Secret, because I believe that we do have there's divine intervention and allowed in this, that we have our higher purpose part of this. So all of that works together. So let's look into your subconscious. Let's get the flashlight out and go way deep down in there and see what's What's running the show? I'm going to give you a few questions here, and I'd like you to finish the sentences. All right? So this first one is simple. I'm going to say the beginning of the sentence, and then you, either to yourself or if you're alone, you can say it out loud. Or you can say it out loud if there are other people around, you don't mind them hearing. But so this is called sentence completion. So I'm going to begin and then you finish, all right? So the sentence is, change is, and then you finish it with your version. So it could be something like, I'll say change is, and you'll say scary. So your sentence would be, change is scary. Or it could be, change is exciting. And then your answer would be exciting. Or change is, maybe that would be unfamiliar to me. All right, so that would be that. So I'd like you to finish it yourself. So I'm going to say, change is, and then you finish it. Change is, and the final time, change is. All right, so if you have any answers that you think are surprising to you might like to write those down. And we're going to try to keep a notebook for these podcasts because I'm going to be working with them as time goes on. All right, so the next part of this is if I, this is in the next sentence, this is about what your life would be like if you changed. So this one is a fear I have about change is, and it could be maybe my friends would leave me, or I would lose my job because I would get another better one, and all my friends and associates wouldn't be with me. Another fear might be maybe my spouse won't stay with me, whatever. So I'm going to say this three times, and I want you to think about what your answer would be, and you write this down if you'd like. You write your answer down, all right? So a fear I have about change is, another fear I have about change is, another fear about change that I have is. So notice how you're feeling right now. Do you feel like you have maybe some like shaking in you, or maybe a little vibration or fear that you notice in your body? Just notice it. You don't have to try to change it, but just notice it. And this is a good time for me to bring in the other something else I do. I do conscious breath work with my clients and myself. So this is a chance where I can show you how it works. Take a nice big full deep breath all the way down to your toes. So take one more. Oftentimes when you have the fear and anxiety you feel in your body, you can get it, at least you can get it from going any worse, any further, if you'll just take some big deep breaths like that. Because a lot of times anxiety is just condensed energy, and when you breathe like that, you're loosening up the energy. So this can help more times than you can imagine. It's helped me more times. In fact, I used this with some inner city kids I was helping with their math, that they weren't doing very well in their math, and I was tutoring them on my volunteer program, and I taught them to take five deep breaths before their math test, and every single one of those kids improved on their test. Every one. And the teacher afterwards, she said, "What were you doing with those kids? They all did better." And I told her, and she was floored. She said, "I've been working, but what it is they tended to contract, and their brain couldn't work. And of course, your brain needs the oxygen." So even, of course, children react to the breathing a lot quicker. So I'm getting off track. We'll talk about breathing at another time. But I just want you to know that when you're feeling tense or anxious, take a big deep breath. So back to change. So change is, you have, it's important. It's imperative that you learn to embrace change, because that's how you're going to move forward. That's, you're going to move into your dreams. What's so sad is when I see people who have these wonderful dreams that they are totally capable of, and they've had maybe had their dreams for years, but because their fears stop them, they won't go forward. They won't even take a step They won't even take one step toward their dream because they're contracted and they have some deep-seated fears that have been there for a long time. So we're going to talk about those deep-seated fears in podcast either three or, wait a minute, it's either four or five. So tune into that, and we're going to talk about how to get past fears and those deep subconscious things. But in the meantime, let's just, today we're going to work on change. So you're going to work on what resistances you have maybe have to change. Notice if your body contracts when you hear something new. Maybe you get a new program on your computer and you think, oh no, I just got to learn the other one. Now I got to learn this one. Embrace change. It is the only constant. It's the only constant in the universe. I told you that earlier about how fast we're moving. But the fact is nothing stays the same. I mean, look outside at the leaves. Fall, I mean, winter, spring, fall, they constantly moving, flowers constantly moving, clouds constantly moving. Nothing you see ever stays the same. Some may decay slower than others, but it's always in change. So embrace it. Learn to trust the process of life, like Louise Hay talks about. I love that. Trust the process of life. Life is like a river. It keeps moving. So instead of resisting it and trying to hold it back like a dam and causing yourself mental, physical, and emotional problems and stress, learn to flow with it. So learning to embrace change is the beginning of learning to flow through with life. So I'm going to end for today, and I just want you to know that I'm so excited to begin these podcasts. I hope that you're going to become a regular listener, because I love sharing this information with people. It's, you know, I would do this even if I didn't get paid for it, because I love it. It's definitely my higher purpose, and I love it. So anyway, come back. I have other things to share with you, and it's going to be there anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes each, and we'll be talking about different things, breath work, intention, conscious creation, meditation, natural living, all kinds of things to make your life joyous. Join me next time on the Joyful Life Show. Bye-bye.